The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Beseches Vochim, daf Nun. We're holding on the last line of Memtet Amud Beit. So we've been going through the various limudim of Lomad Min HaLomad, and we're still in the middle now of learning the various things that a Hekesh can do. So we're Bavra HaLomad. The Hekesh, we defined yesterday, cannot be Chazer Malamed Behekesh. We went through what would be the din of Badovra Alamed Behekesh teaching us Big Zerah Shava. We thought we could learn it out of Saras, and Rabbi Yochanan showed that Saras is not relevant because it's Chulin. We're only talking about Kachin. And he brings a Raya that it cannot be Malamed Gufa from the very din of the din of Safin by Asham, which we were holding in the middle of.
These rules are derived from the way we see the Pasuk in your units. We see there's no
correct
other explanation but that.
Correct. We have actually an amazing build-up, as we're going to see, from very few real rayas from Pesukim, and analyzing the way those rayas affect one another to be able to build up the full repertoire of all four limudim. In other words, we know that we have to figure out what the halacha is about a hekesh, about how a hekesh would teach either in another hekesh, a gezeirah shava, a kal v'chomer, and a ma'amatzinu. And of course, a ma'atzad. I mean, it would be the same as a ma'amatzinu. We need to do the same thing for every single one of them. Then we can talk about how about a gezeirah shava? Can it be malamed in a hekesh, in a kal v'chomer, in a ma'atzad, or a ma'amatzinu? And then we have to talk about a kal v'chomer. Can a kal v'chomer teach through a hekesh, through a gezeirah shava, through another kal v'chomer, so on and so forth. So each one of these dinin, we're going to be going through one by one to build up now a matrix of which things can be malamed to other things. So we're holding so far what we've been able to prove from the Pesukim was that a Dover HaLomad Behekesh is not Chazer Malamed Behekesh. We had two rayas, one of them from our sugya itself, which was the sugya of Asham, and the other one was from the fact that the Torah had to repeat the Yoteret HaKaved and Shtei HaKlayot, that was Rava's raya yesterday, which also was from the original sugya that we brought from Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Halam Darbashel Tzibur. These are our essential Mekairis. And we also were able to prove, Rabbi Yochanan proved yesterday, it's important to remember the names because the names over here become shorthand for the limudim that we're going to be referring to as we go through each one of these cases. So it was either from Rava's Raya that we learned that a hekesh cannot be chazer malamed behekesh from the din of the Par Kohen Mashiach and the need to repeat Zevach HaShlamim to teach me the Yoteret HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayot, or was Ravina's Raya that we talked about yesterday, which was the fact that you have the need to teach me the halacha of Chatas and Bela, that you compare Asham to, just for the sole purpose of telling me that, well, if I had only compared it to Chatas, it wouldn't have been enough. So that teaches me that Hekesh cannot be Chazer Malamed Hekesh. And then we had Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, we're going to constantly refer back to it as Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the fact that it wouldn't have been necessary to say Tzofen by an Asham because it could have been learned out of Gezeirah Shava from Kodesh Kodeshi. Therefore, that proves that you cannot learn out from a Hekesh to Gezeirah Shava. That's what we were up to. Those are the only two things that we had proven. Today, the Gemara continues and asks, and what about a Dover HaLomed Mehekesh? Can it be Chozer Umalameh B'Kal V'Chomerim? Yes. How is that? Well, Midatana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Remember, we actually went through that a while ago because we learned out in the previous parak, we learned out that in a case where you have two separate species, and nonetheless they have the same exact dinim, so that the par and the ser of Yom HaKippurim have the same halachas, kol shekein, the seire avodes kerchovim, have the same halacha, but seire avodes kerchovim is a kal v'chomer, where we only knew the basic halacha of par halam dover shel tzibur, about the, remember, the Kabbalah Kohen Etzba O Et, remember the Diyuk of the Et, Betvila, and so on. So the Toval Et Betzba we learned out from a Kal V'chomer, from something that itself had only been learned out of a Hekesh, which is the Hekesh between the Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur to the Bar Kohen Mashiach. So there you go. That proves that a Dover HaLamed V'Hekesh could be close to B'Lamed B'Kal V'chomer. What about a Dover HaLamed V'Hekesh teaching through a simple binyanav? Mom, it's, you know, the X is this way. So why wouldn't it be that way, the Y? Ah, Omer of Yirmiyah, well, that obviously doesn't work, because if it did, then once again, why would the Torah have had to write the Din of Tzofain that we went through so painfully to figure out how we know the Din of Tzofain Ba'asham and comparing it to Chatas and comparing it to Eila? Very simple. I could have learned out Tzofain by an Asham from a binyanav, without mentioning any type of hekesh, from a chatas. I would have said, look, chatas is kotshe kadashi, requires shkita b'tzofein, so an osham is also kotshe kadashi, and requires shkita b'tzofein. Both of them are b'chaprim, so apparently these are dinim, and kotshe kadashi and b'chaprim. L'may yochata katve, so why did we need b'chlal to be taught a hekesh, to teach me the din of shkita b'tzofein? The only explanation is, lav l'meimra, the Dover HaLamed V'Hekesh, Eino Chozer Melamed B'Binyanav, and therefore I have to tell you, because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to know. Says, well, that's crazy. Because if that's the problem, I still have the Binyanav from an Eila. What do you mean, learn it out from a Chattas? Learn it out from an Eila. If a Chattas, you have a problem, because the Chattas itself is only known because of Bimkom HaShesh Tishachet HaOlah Tishachet HaChattas, so it's also a Hekesh. So you think this is the issue? That it's the Ma'atzad is a perfectly valuable the Ma'atzino is a perfectly valuable Ma'atzino. The only problem is the Hekesh. Okay, if it's a perfectly valuable Ma'atzino, go directly to Eila. Why go to Chattas? Ma'atzino
means that you have these two in the same
puzzle. No, Ma'atzino is that in the same way that we find X to be true of A, it ought to be true of B. Why wouldn't it be? Because it's the same thing. They're two karbonas, kachi kadashi. Why wouldn't they have the same thing? Tell me what they don't have. Tell me why it should be different. So if that's the only problem, and you think that this is a valid binyanav, a valid mamatzino, so then you could have gone directly to Eila. What do you got to go to a chatas for? And then you don't have the problem of Eila being a hekesh. So my time aloati. Why did you you understood yourself that you can't go to the Eila directly. Why? Because they're not the same. The whole point of a ma'atzad, a mamatzino, a binyanav, in other words, is because they are the same. But you understood that they're not the same. Why are they not the same? Mishum deikal mivrach ma'ala o'ilo shekin kalil. How can I learn out an osham, which is not brought entirely on the Mizbeach, from an olam, which is brought entirely on the Mizbeach? Maybe the Torah is more machber to require tzofai. No. So if that's the case, you could ask a similar question by learning out from a chatas. So chatas nami ikal mivrach. Ma'ala chatach ken mechaperat al-chayve kritot. The reason I can't derive an osham from a chatat, unless the Torah tells me specifically over here with the hekesh to the yola, is because I would have said, maybe the Torah is more machmer to require tzafon on a korban than is mechabron chai v'kritot, mashen kei, the yosham, which is not mechabron chai v'kritot. So there the Torah would not be machmer on tzafon. Of course. It's very easy to have a pircha mamatzino because it has to be the same. If you could show me anything that would be a reason that it should be different, so then I say to you, prove it to me. Mamatzino is the weakest of all the limud. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. That's a straight out binyanav. But how about learning it from a mamatzino as a mahatzad? In other words, we really have three different examples in the Torah, three different cases in the Torah that we require itself. We have the din of chatas, the din of Eila, and the din of Asham, right? So, lemaisa, why can't we, going back to the Makor, can't we just teach one of these cases, two of these cases, and derive the third from a mamatzino that we could then handle all of the issues? Let's say, chorim echor aloat. Okay, I understand that I'm unable to learn out, in this case, Asham from Eila, Asham from Chatas, but how about if we just start afresh? Let's see whether we really needed to have three limudim. Could I not learn out if I'm given two out of the three cases, wouldn't I be able to derive the third? Chodam mitarte. Okay, tell me. Meyetete. Which one would you like me to learn out? Let's pick a card at random. So you'll say, let the Torah leave out an Eila. In other words, say the Ika din of Tzofet somewhere else, instead of with Eila. Vetete mechatat v'asham. And let me learn out this din of Tzofet from a combination of chatat v'asham. No? because the Chatat and Hashem share a quality that the Eila doesn't have. Namely, both of them are Mechaprim. So how would I know on something that's Bechlal not coming for Kapara? How do I know that it requires Safon? Next. Okay, fine. How about if we leave out Chata? We learn out Chatas from the common denominator of an Eila and an Hashem. No, because I would say there's another common denominator of an Eila and an Hashem. Both of them need to be male. So maybe the Torah says, korbanos that are male, that have to be male, can be only be shechted b'tzofen. I mean, maybe that's the reason for the woman. Okay, let's try the last possibility. Let the Torah not write Asham, and then I could be able to learn out Asham. That sounds reasonable, because you told me that the Eila, you said, is kolil. Okay, but the Chatas isn't kolil, so I can learn out there. Well, but the Chatas is mechapra chayvikritot, but the Ola is not mechapra chayvikritot. So now that I would have a Mahatzad, what's the Tzad HaShavash, okay? Shem Kodesh Kodashim, v'nishchatim b'tzofen. Af ani avi Asham, which is Kodesh Kodashim, v'nishchat b'tzofen. What are you going to do about that? It says, the Gemara have another thing in common between a Chatas and an Eila, that may be the common denominator factor that is the reason for tzofen, and therefore I cannot know it from the Matzah. And what is that? The common denominator may be that the Eila and the Chatas, Malahana Sheken Yeshnan B'Tzibur Kebiyachid, both of them are brought by an entire Tzibur. Tzibur brings Yirei Avodat Kochavim, it brings a parallel Dover Shel Tzibur, and then we have all of the other Chataot that are brought as the Musaf Yachag, and so on. So that's common in Tzibur. Eila, of course, is more than common. It's the essence of the Korban is Tzibur. Mashen Ken, can you think of a single case where there's an Ashen that's brought with a Tzibur? Never. Mimela, it's possible that an Ashen doesn't need Shechita B'Tzofen. So that handles that issue. We have no real proof. Okay, let's go on to the next set of issues. Egzera Shava. Can Egzera Shava teach with a Hekesh? Can it teach with Egzera Shava? Can it teach with a Kal Vachomer? And can it teach with a Binyanah? So let's start at the beginning. Dover Halamed Begzera Shava. Can it now be Chozer and Malamed with a Hekesh? Omer of Papa, I think I could prove you this one. Because the brightness is like this, Tanya. Vizot Torat Zevach Hishelamim Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. So from there we learn Lamadnu Letoda Shiba'a Min Hamaaser. We now have been taught, since the Torah is comparing Shlamim to Teda, so we now know that I can bring a carbon Teda from money of Maaser Sheni. Now how do I know that? Because I know that a Shlamim can be brought from Maaser Sheni. From where? Midashkut Shlomim Datu Maaser, Shlomim Gufayu from where? Minolan. Ah, that I know from a Gezerah Shavah. What is the Gezerah Shavah? It uses the word V'achalta Shom, V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha by the Shlomim, and it uses the word Shom, V'achalta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'makom Asher Yivchar L'shaken Shmo Shom Maaser D'Gancha. So from there we see that there's a Gzerah Shavah, that Kesef Maaser is applicable to Shlomim. So if that's the case, I now can learn out from the fact that we have a Hekesh of a Shlomim to a Teda, that the Teda can be brought from Kesef Maaser. There you go. So that proves that something that was learned from Gzerah Shavah, that is to say, Shlomim from Maaser Sheni, can be now Chozer Umalame Bekesh. Omar Chozer Malame Bekesh from Shlomim to Teda. Omar Leimar Zutra, Bereder of Mori Lervina, and this is a very seminal moment, my friends. Maaser Dagan Chulin Bialmul. How can you learn it out from here? Well, of course it can be Chozer Malame, because the Makor of the Din of Maaser Dagan, which was the Gzera Shava, was the Gzera Shava that had something to do with Chulin. Maaser Dagan is Chulin, it's not Kachi. That's why it could be Chozer Malame with the Hekesh. Omalei, to which he responded, and you could see now which why this is such a seminal moment, because here is the place where we finally discover why the Gemara is always saying, hey, Nika, according to Mandi Amar Bata Lamad, but what about if you hold Bata Malamed and so on, right? This is the place, because Ravina responded, Omar, Omra, Lomat Kadesh, Umalamet Kadesh. What, the man who said over the halacha, the Ein Lamedim Lomad Min Alamad, did he say that you need to have both the Lomad and the Malamed Kadesh? You're telling me that it's not a problem because in this case the Malamed is Chulin. And I'm telling you, whoever said that that defines the Din of Lamedim Lomad Min Alamad. If the Lomad to which I'm learning out too is Kadesh, is a Teda Kadesh? Is a Shlomim Kadesh? No. So who cares where the original Malamed is from? This is the Makor of the constant refrain of Heini Kalamandiyoma. From here we see that there's a Machlokas Ravina and Marzut Rebreda Reb Mori about whether we look at the Lamad or we look at the Malamed. So Ravina, who was looking at the Lamad, thinks he has a good raya. Masha Enkei, Marzuta Bereid Ramori, who was looking at the Malamed, says, how is this a raya? The Malamed in this case is Maaser Dagan, which is Chulin. The next question we have, again, we're talking about Gzeira Shava. Can Gzeira Shava, now that we've possibly proven what the din is about Gzeira Shava teaching a Hekesh, can Gzeira Shava teach Gzeira Shava? Or is that a problem of Lamad Min Alama? Omar Rami Bar Chama. So can a dover halomed with Gzeira Shava be chaser umalamed with Gzeira Shava? Omar Rami Bar Chama, I'll bring you right. Tanya, the braita goes like this, where we learn out in the pasuk from the word. Now remember that there's four different types of halot that are brought together with korban tet. The Torah uses the word seles murbechet, which tells me when it comes to the part of the zevach hatodah we're going through over here. We have matzahs gelulais b'shemen, we have rikike matzahs b'shulcha b'shemen, and solet murbechet chalot belulot b'shemen. So now that word, solet murbechet, only appears by this case, v'solet murbechet chalot belulot b'shemen. It doesn't say about the other things that the chalot matzot are made out of solet. It just says chalot matzot. When it says rikike matzot, it doesn't say solet. So from the word solet murbechet, we learn out that the type of bread, which is called the revucha, which are basically what we would call, I guess, a bagel, they're boiled bread in water first, so it's a revucha, that has to come from the very fine cream of the wheat flour, which is called solet. Now, how do we know that this is true not only of the murbechet, but also of the chalot, minayin? How do we know that the chalot of the todah are also necessarily revucha? Talmud Lomar comes along with Torah to tell me that it says by revucha chalot, and it says by the regular chalot, chalot. So if the revucha chalot requires solet, the normal chalot requires solet. Very good. That's a Gezeira Shava. How do we know that the Rikike Matzot require also Talmud Omar Matzot? Therefore, we have another Gezeira Shava to teach. We Matzot Matzot. Rikikin, it says Rikike Matzot. And Chalot, it says Chalot Matzot. There you go. We already know the Chalot Matzot from Chalot Chalot, which is Gezeira Shava. Now we can derive the Rikike Matzot. Remember, these are Sephardic Matzahs and Ashkenazic Matzahs, basically. Rikikim are Ashkenaz matzahs, and the chalas matzahs are Sephardic matzahs. So the chalas of the Teda require both types of matzot. We're talking about the bread over here itself, the bread component. It's belulah b'shemen, that's a different issue. I'm talking about the bread component. It's either rikike matzot or chalot matzot. What we do with them, is, of course, is that we wouldn't be able to be yetzei arachiyah on Pesach because they have shemen. But we're talking about how do I make the matzot? Is it rikik or is it chalot? But in any event, so how do I know the rikik requires now that it too should be made out of solet? Because it uses the word matzot by the rikikim. So what? Because when it used the word matzot by the chalot, I understood that that meant davka solet because I learned out chalot chalot. So I'm learning gzeira shava from another gzeira shava. I'm learning the din of matzot to matzot. And matzot, I know chalot from chalot. So there's your raya. Omalei Ravina, that's not a good raya. Because you're only assuming that since we were talking about this particular pasuk, both Gezeira Shavas are latent in this pasuk, but that may not be true. Are you trying to tell me that there's no other primary source that would allow me to compare matzot matzot directly to solet? There is, and that is a mincha mafet tanur. Maybe we know this over there. It says absolutely clearly, Solet chalot matzot belulot b'shemen. Rikikei matzot b'shulchim b'shemen. No? And what do I need to have? Exer shofar from Exer shofar. I go directly to Mincha Ma'aseh Tanur. I agree with you that certainly on the surface it appears to be talking about this pasuk, but you sure can't prove to me that we're dafka relying on the words in this pasuk. So maybe we just have two different Gzeira Shavas here. We're not trying to learn one from the other one. Says Rav, okay, fine. So then let me bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya from this. Tanya. The Braita analyzes now another pasuk. And this is the Gabi the Din of the Parkein Mashiach, in which it's telling us the halacha of how to take out that par to the Mokum Michutz Lamachana to burn it. So it says over there that you're supposed to take the Or HaPar, Vetko Besoro, Al Rosho, the Al Kira'av, the Kirbo, Ufir Shon, the Hotzi et Kol HaPar Al Michutz Lamachana, El Makom Tohor. Now, we're going to darshan from there that since it says Vikir Bo, Ufir Shon, and then follows in the very first word in the next passage, Votzi et Kol HaPar, this tells me that you take the whole thing out as it is. Vikir Bo, Ufir Shon. That means that it's all now wrapped in itself. So, Motzio Shalem.
I mean, if it didn't mean that the entire thing was whole, how in the world would you be able to be Motzi, as if one person could be Motzi the whole thing, if there's going to be separate pieces of the various Netachim and the insides, the Kirvo, the Pirsho? I mean, it's got to be that it's still whole in order for the puzzle to make any sense.
You might think that now that you get outside, and now it's time to burn it, you should also burn it, Shalem. Don't do anything. Take the whole animal that was shechted, that she took out the dam, and burn it. Ah, no, that cannot be, says the bride. Because notice that it said over here, before the words kirbo firsho, it said, al rosho vi al kira'av. So just like it says the word al rosho vi kira'av here, by the parka and Mashiach. And it also says, when it's talking about the korban ayla, back at the beginning of the dinim of the ayla. So it says over there, Vikirbo Uchra'av, same parts. Kirbo Uchra'av, Yirchatz Bamayim, Viktir HaKoen HaTakolam Izbecha Ola. Fine. What's the din by Ola? Terah says Beferish that he should be Minateach, he has to cut it. So just like by the Ola, it's Al Yedeni Tuach, so too over here, it's Al Yedeni Tuach. Therefore, if you're going to be burning it, then you have to burn it the way that the Torah said that you would burn the Korban Ayla, which is only after Nitua. Ah, you'll say, if that's the case, then I should go all the way, and I should say, just like the Olah requires not only Nitua, but it also requires Vihivshi, the Oro, you have to take off the skin. So maybe here too, you need to be Mafshi, the skin of the Parka and Mashiach, which becomes the Bekor for now, all of the Parim that are Nisrafim. So you might think that you have to first take it, you have to skin it, and then you have to butcher it, and then you burn the piece. So, Afka Nami Bevshet, Talmud Lomar, Vikirbo Ufirsho. That's why it says Vikirbo Ufirsho. Huh? How does Kirbo Ufirsho prove that you don't need Hefshet? That I don't understand. My Talmud, huh? Umrif Papa, that's an interesting limud. The Torah is comparing the din of the Sreifa over here, of the Basar, as the equivalent of Kirbo Ufirsho. I mean, obviously, the Torah did not mean for you to open the intestines and take out the filth that's inside to present it. I mean, so Kishem Shepirsho Bekirbo. So by definition now, its excrement is inside of its intestines. So too, Bisoro Beora. So its flesh is still wrapped in its natural wrapping, which is its skin. So there is no Nekor from here for Hefshet, only for Nitua. Now, it furthermore says, and it's the combination of these two, that I want to bring to you, says Rava, as a Raya, Vitanya, Rebbe Omer. Now, Rebbe points out that we take this one additional step. What is that additional step? That Nemar Kan, or the Basar, Vaperish, that we have over here, the Limud, or Basar Perish, and just as it says, by Par Kohen Mashiach, the same exact lashon, or the Basar, the Perish. Now, we proved over there, and this is a reference to the din of the Par Vesair of Yom HaKippurim. This is where we're going to learn out that we do the same thing, the Par Vesair of Yom HaKippurim. So just like Lahalan, of course, from Rebbe's reference, what we were just discussing by the Parkon Mashiach is over there. We were just discussing Parkon Mashiach. I was over here. Okay, but now we're switching to Rebbe's point of view. So Rebbe was discussing the din of the Par Nisayer, which is also Nisraf on Yom Kippur. And he says, how do I know how to do it? Do I do Nituach? Do I do Hefshet? So he said, look, we can learn that out from the Gezera Shava of Or, Basar, and Perish. Just like when it comes to the din of the Par Klein Mashiach. What's the halacha? Nituach without Hefshet. How do I know that that's the halacha? Uh-oh. I know that that's the halacha from the Gezera Shava to Ayla, right? So Afkan, Hayadei, Nituach, Shalom Hefshet. So here too, it was Gezera Shava from Gezera Shava. That seems to be absolutely clear. That, says Rava, is your best riot. So this is a dover, Alamad Gezera Shava, from Ayla to the Parko in Mashiach. Is Chazer Umalami Gezera Shava from the Parko in Mashiach to the Par and Sir of Yom Kippurim. Okay, now we've got that. Next question. A dover Alamad Gezera Shava, can it teach us something with the Kal V'chomer? Marshall made the Kal V'chomer. Oh, that's a Kal V'chomer. Because a Hekesh, which cannot go and teach another Hekesh, as we proved, either from Rava or Ravina, so we knew that that was true. We just got through that. So if that's the case, I cannot teach a Hekesh to a Hekesh. I know that either from the case of the need for the repetition of Zevach HaShlamim, Kashur Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamim, by the par of the Kayan Mashiach, that was a brilliant raya that Rava had, or Ravina's raya, which we just reviewed, Ravina's raya, which was from the fact that the Torah had to compare Osham both to the Chatas and the Oila, to teach me that I was unable to learn Osham from Chatas, because then it would have been a Hekesh to a Hekesh. Okay, so a Hekesh cannot teach with another Hekesh. So then it's a weak limud in terms of this grouping. Nonetheless, that weak Hekesh can be Chayzer Malamid B'Kal V'Chayner. How do I know it can be Chayzer Malamid B'Kal V'Chayner? From the famous limud of the Tanna Devei Rabbi Yishmael, which learns out, we just mentioned this too, which learns out the din of the Si'irei Avodat Kochavim from Si'irei Yom HaKippurim, with the Kal V'Chomer, since it's the same species. And nonetheless, that itself was only learnt out from the par of the Kohen Mashiach, remember? Kashera Salapar, Zepar, Shoyom HaKippurim. So apparently, it is even possible for a Hekesh to be Malamed with a Kal V'Chomer. A Gzera Shova, which is Malamed with a Hekesh, as Rav Papa approved. Now, it wasn't really necessarily true, because remember that there was the whole question of whether we could stick with Rav Papa or not. That was the question of whether Batar Malamed Azlina or Batar Lamed Azlina. But assuming that Rav Papa was correct in that a Gezera Shava can be Malamed Behekesh, so then Eino Din Shet Lamed B'Kavachom. So then for sure it would work out perfectly well to teach a Kal V'Chomer, right? But of course, that itself was the subject of controversy on Oman Aleph, because the makor of that limud was the din of Maaser Dagan. That Maaser Dagan can be used to purchase the money from Maaser Sheni, can be used to purchase a carbon tater. That was the raya. Problem was that if your ozil bought a malame, that's chulin, not kachin, therefore it's irrelevant to our question. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's all very nice according to the Mani Omar, who says that Rav Papa bought a good raya, because he held that you go according to what's learned out, the lamad, and not according to what's teaching, the malame. In this case, what's learned out is what? It's taita, that's kachin. But if you hold, according to Mani Omar, that you go according to the malamed, which is chulin in this case, Maaser Dagan, the lead later of Papa, there goes your Kal V'Chomer, Michael Amemar. Ooh. Okay, let's try another Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer. A Hekesh, which I just proved to you, cannot be Malamed a Hekesh. Remember, either from Rava or Ravina. Nonetheless, can be Malamed from a Kal V'Chomer. Made a ton of the Rabbi Yishmael. So far, we're agreed on that. A Gezera Shava that can teach another Gezera Shava, as we just proved from Rami Bar Choma. Well, but Rami Bar Choma, we showed, wasn't a good raya, because maybe it was coming from a mincha ma'afei tanur, remember? We said another explanation. We said Rava's explanation, the one that we just had, the one that was referring to learning out Par and Ser of Yom HaKippurim from the Par Kohen Bashiach, which in turn was learned out of Gzeira Shava from Eila. I'm sorry to do this to you, but this is what the Gemara is doing. You have to keep every Libud that we've had so far in mind. So indeed, some changed the gears to say, E mid a Rami Bar Chama, E mid a Rava, because it wasn't 100% true that Rami Bar Chama made the correct Limud. Others, Taina, that in this case, once we have Rava, we have no reason to doubt Rami Bar Chama. That's the point. See, in the previous case where we showed that something was wrong, it would be one thing. But the only reason we said that Rami Bar Chama was not 100% right was because of the fact that maybe, however unlikely, we were learning it out not from the Gzera Shava to the Revucha in the same Pasuk, but we were learning it out from the Matzot going back to the Pasuk by Mincha Ma'afei Tanur. Rav there says, B'feresh Olam Sola. But once we see from Rava that definitely there is no problem of Gzera Shava going back and being Malamed B'Gzera Shava, then the Gemara wanted to make sure that we understood that the truth was that Rami Bar Chama's Pasuk was, in fact, Gzera Shava learning from Gzera Shava. Because now we have no reason to doubt it, because we see it's a pattern. See, the Torah does this all the time. So anyway, we definitely know that Gzera Shava is Chesem Malamed B'Gzera Shava. Okay? But now, this Kal V'chomer is a bit, needs one additional point. And that is that a Gzera Shava can teach with another Gzera Shava. Now remember, the Raya over here, this is a new idea. Before, we were trying to bring a Kal V'chomer from a Hekesh that can't teach with a Hekesh, and therefore is weak, can teach with a Kal V'chomer, and we ran into trouble. Now we want to do the same thing, but not by showing the equivalent case of Gzera Shava, but rather by pointing out that a Hekesh cannot teach with itself. It can't teach with another Hekesh. But Gzera Shava can teach with itself. That's the point. So Gzera Shava, that is Melamedet B'Gzera Shava Chaverta, Min Rami Bar Chama, should certainly be able to teach with a Kal V'chomer, because even a Hekesh which cannot teach with itself can still teach with a Kal V'chomer. So too, a Gzera Shava should be able to teach with a Kal V'chomer. Okay. Can a Dovar that is learned out with the Gzera Shava now teach something else with a Binyanav? Mama Tzinu Be'ex, or is it an isolated limud? Take. There is no further data available for that issue. We don't have any example or any source which we could derive from some other example to teach me that all over. So that issue stands. Fine. A Dovar HaLamad B'Kal V'chomer. Can something learned out of a Kal V'chomer teach in the other three ways? Hekesh, Gzera Shava, and a Binyanav. So now we've completed Hekesh. Hekesh be Hekesh, Hekesh be Gzera Shava, Hekesh be Kal V'chomer, and Hekesh be Binyanav. Right? Now we've completed Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava be Hekesh, Gzera Shava be Gzera Shava, Gzera Shava be Kal V'chomer, and Gzera Shava be Binyanav. Now we want to move on to the Kal V'chomer. Can something learned from the Kal V'chomer teach with a Hekesh? Well, that's a Kal V'chomer, isn't it? If a Gzera Shava, which could not have itself been learned out of a Hekesh, right? A Gzera Shava, how do we know that? From yesterday's limud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan proved that I should have been able to learn out from the Gzera Shava of Kodesh Kodashim, that was said both by Chatas and by Asham, that an Asham requires Tzofen. And I don't. Why don't I? Clearly because the whole din of Chatas was itself only derived from a Hekesh. So that means that a Gzera Shava that's derived from a Hekesh cannot teach with the Gzera Shava. Okay? That's from Rabbi Yochanan. But nonetheless, that same Gzera Shava, which cannot have been learned now from the Hekesh, nonetheless, it is possible to be Malamed Behekesh. You can, however, as Rav Papa pointed out, assuming that Rav Papa is right from the Halacha of Maaser Dagan, so that Maaser Dagan we learnt out from Gzera Shava, and that Gzera Shava can now be malamed with the Hekesh of Shlomim to Teda. So a Kal V'chomer, which can be learned out of a Hekesh, how do I know that? The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, who derives the din of the Se'irei Avodes Kerchovim from a Kal V'chomer from the different species, Par V'Soyer, Koshik ein soyer v'soyer from the din of avodas, the din of avodas kachamim from Yom Kippurim, but Yom Kippurim only being known from the hekesh, the paral and dover shel tzibur. So that ein odin, if that's the case, for sure it should be able to be malamed behekesh. Brilliant. Boy, did you miss out today, PJ? Terrible. So, hey, Nichalamandita, the Rav Papa, we have the same problem. Because remember, Rav Papa's limud, which was the Gzeres Shava from Maaser Dagan, that you'd be able to learn out Shom Shom, that you can use money from Maaser Sheni to purchase a carbon teta. That is learning it out of Chulin. It was a machlokas whether you go according to the Mlamed or the Lamad. How about Lamandalet later, Rav Papa? You're not going to be able to make this limud, right? Michael Amema. You're right. Take it. No data. Next. Okay. Next is a dover alamid b'kal v'chomer. Can it now be malamid with gzeres shava? Remember, this is always our order. The order always is both the primary order and the secondary order. Is hekesh gzeres shava kal v'chomer binyanav. Therefore, it was hekesh to be malamid b'hekesh, hekesh malamid gzeres shava, hekesh malamid kal v'chomer, hekesh malamid binyanav gzeres shava. Zereshava to be malamed behekesh, Zereshava to be malamed Zereshava, Zereshava to be malamed bekavachomer, and Zereshava to be malamed bebinyanat. Kavachomer. Kavachomer to be malamed behekesh, which we just did. Kavachomer to be malamed bezereshava, which we just did or didn't, depending on whether you're older or papa. And now, how about here's where we're up. This is how we're up to here. Dovra lamed bekavachomer. My question is, maushilamed bezereshava. Well, it's a kavachomer. Oh no, I did do that, right? And we're up to Dover Halamid Bekal V'chomer. Can it now, we're up to piece three. Can a Dover Halamid Bekal V'chomer go and be Malamid with a Kal V'chomer? Well, that's a Kal V'chomer. If a Gzeres Shavah, which cannot have itself been learned from a Hekesh in order to teach, that I know from Rabbi Yochanan with the Kodesh Kodashim that appears both by Chatas and by Osham, and nonetheless it's useless as a Gzeres Shavah, because the source of Chatas was in turn derived from a Hekesh, from Ayla. Nonetheless, as we've shown, you can use that Gzeres Shavah to be malamed with the Kal V'chomer, as we've shown. So, if that's the case, a Kal V'chomer that can be learned from a Hekesh, which we know to be the case from the Kal V'chomer to Seire Avodat Kochavim, which is the same species as the Seire Yom HaKippurim, a Kal V'chomer from the Par, which is a different species, and nonetheless has the same din as the Sire. And the din of that Par of Yom HaKippurim was itself only known from the Par Kohen Mashiach with a Hekesh, Kasher Asala Par, Ken Yasela Par, right? So therefore we know that it can be Malamed, a Kal V'chomer, can be malamed even when it itself was derived from a hekesh. Obviously, ein odin shi'alamed bekal v'chomer. So certainly, it itself would for sure be able to teach something else with a kal v'chomer. Ha! There you go. And this is the child of a kal v'chomer. This is a kal v'chomer, the son of a kal v'chomer. Because we only know that this kal v'chomer is a good kal v'chomer from a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, no. This is a third generation kal v'chomer. This is a ben benosh of Kal V'chomer. Because you're trying to learn out that a Kal V'chomer can be chozer malami be Kal V'chomer, and the only source that you have for this is the Kal V'chomer. That is something of a logical breakdown. Since your initial, Quizatosis understands the question. Since your initial question is, can something which is a Kal V'chomer teach something else which is a Kal V'chomer, how can you use a Kal V'chomer to teach that the Kal V'chomer can teach with a Kal V'chomer? What better tautology could you have? I'll prove that a Kal V'chomer can teach a Kal V'chomer because there's a Kal V'chomer that if this is true, then certainly that Kal V'chomer is true. So how did you get to the grandson without having been able to know that the Kal V'chomer can teach with a Kal V'chomer? Therefore, you are running around in circles. You better try that one again. Uh-oh, sorry. Ella, let me try this, okay? Forget about learning a Kal V'chomer from a Kal V'chomer. Let me learn it out like this. I'll learn it out as a Kal V'chomer. If a Hekesh, now a Hekesh cannot itself have been derived from a Hekesh, right? How do I know that? Well, that was our first limud. It was either the famous Ravina limud, which was right here from the Asham. Why did the Torah need to compare Tzofain to Chatas and Ela by Asha? To teach me that it wouldn't have been good enough to compare it to Chatas, because it would have been a Hekesh from a Hekesh. That was Ravina. Or Rava. Why did it have to say Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShelamim by the Parko and Mashiach? Because I needed to learn out the Par Elam Dover to teach other dinim. and therefore it had to be Ke'ilu, it was written in the Paran Dover itself. Fine. But we know for a fact, from one of those, Ibn Rabbah, Ibn Ravina, that a Hekesh cannot be Chozer Melamed Behekesh, okay? Nonetheless, a Hekesh can be Chozer Umelamed Bekal Vachomer. How do I know that? I know that from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, okay? So now, a Kal Vachomer that can have been itself learned its primary din, derived from an Hekesh. We just said that. I know that from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Certainly, it would be able to teach with a Kal Vachomer. Now, this is not a grandson of a Kal Vachomer. This is only the son of a Kal Vachomer. We're not adding any new information. It's derived directly from Hekesh. So it's not a third generation. Vizel Kal Vachomer, Ben Kal Vachomer. Now, Rashi, because of the problem of distinguishing between the two levels of the derivation of the information for this Kal Vachomer, why this itself is not a tautology, he understood that the problem of grandson of a Kal Vachomer was, how do you know that a Kal Vachomer is not attenuated when it requires information to be applied on a tertiary level? Since you don't know that a Kal Vachomer was ever applicable on that level, it may simply be too many steps down. You don't have a source for the limud of a Kal Vachomer as a tertiary Kal Vachomer. That was the problem. Not that it's itself a tautological argument. Because of that, here we're not going to a tertiary level, we're going to the secondary level. Kal Vachomer beno shel Kal Vachomer, not a Kal Vachomer ben beno shel Kal Vachomer. So we now have established the din of Kal Vachomer teaching the Kal Vachomer. After having established teaching Begzera Shava, or not, and after having established teaching Hekesh, with a Hekesh. We're now up to, can a Kal Vachomer teach with a Binyanav? That's the next thing, okay? Question 4. In section 3, which makes this question 12. We'll redo this piece tomorrow. So let's just, what we did so far was, once again, then of Hekesh, teaching Behekesh, Hekesh teaching Gezer HaShava, Hekesh teaching Bekal Vachomer, Hekesh teaching Bebinyan Av, Gezer HaShava teaching Behekesh, Gezer HaShava teaching Gezer HaShava, Gezer HaShava teaching Bekal Vachomer, Gezer HaShava teaching Bebinyan Av, then we add a Kal Vachomer teaching Behekesh, Kal Vachomer teaching Gezer HaShava, Kal Vachomer teaching Bekal Vachomer, and we're holding at Sugi of Kal Vachomer teaching with a Binyan Av. Now, what was given to us, that was the only data that we know that we've been able to derive as absolute, is Ravina and Rava's riots about the din of Hekesh from a Hekesh, where we had a proof that the Korban Asham cannot be derived from the Chatas, and therefore it needed to be compared to Eila, because the Chatas itself was only known Safon from Eila, and therefore I wouldn't have been able to teach from a Hekesh from another Hekesh. Or we had another example of that, which was Rava, where the Torah needed to repeat the din of Kloyes and the Yotera Takaveh by saying Shor Zevach HaShlamim, Kasher Yurami Shor Zevach HaShlamim, applying that to the par of the Kohen Mashiach, in order to be able to use par Elam Shel Dover Shel Tzibur, which was derived from Kohen Mashiach, to teach me a step further back. So clearly a Hekesh cannot be Melamed back. That much was given. From the fact that I was unable to even derive Asham from Chatas for Tzafein, even through a Gzera Shava of Kodesh Kodashim that appears numerous times by both, Rabbi Yochanan proves that a Hekesh cannot be Chazer and Malamed through a Gzera Shava. That also was given to us. Further, so that those first two Limudim, everything went smoothly. Then we had another Raya, at least from the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Torah wants us to learn out from a Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer being, if two different species have the same din, that was the brilliant analysis for Zira, if you remember. So the two different species, the power of the Seraph Yom HaKippur, have the same din. Koshkin, the same species, will have the same din, as far as the din of Et and the din of Tfilah, where we learned out from Vatoval, HaKohen, Et, Etzpao, Badam. So we needed Badam, we needed Et, and we needed Tfilah. And how did he know that? A Kal Vachomer. But the din itself that he's making a Kal Vachomer to was only derived from a Hekesh. So those were three points that were given. Then we had some dubious issues. One of which was the Rav Papa that we keep coming back to is not clear whether it's good or not, where we were trying to learn out from Meiser Dagon with a Gezer HaShava of Shamsham, and we were applying it in the Braita with a hekesh of todah teshlamim. So if you learn that the lamad is the central issue, then that proves the gzeres shavah can be chezer melamed. But if you learn that the melamed is central, since the melamed over there was meiser dagon, so we're in trouble. We don't really have a rhyme. Then the other data that we had was nogea, the limud of revucha, to chalais matzes of chalais and chalais matzes of rikiki. And it appeared that we were actually able to learn out one from the other, a gzereshava from a gzereshava. We were doicha that because maybe it was referred to Binchas Ma'afet Tanur, but then we brought an absolutely clear raya from the din of how to burn the Purim HaNisrafim, whether you use nituach without hefshet, and it turns out that we learned the gzereshava that teaches us that the parker and Mashiach, the parayalam davash of Tzibur's dinim, would apply to the parim of Yom HaKippurim, the seirim of Yom HaKippurim, and that din itself as to how, sorry, I meant the parker and Mashiach, how the parker and Mashiach was burned was learned out itself from the gzeres shavah to Eila, that you need nituach, but nonetheless there's no hefshet that we learn. So again, that's a given. Gzeres shavah can be chayzer melamed b'gzeres shavah. Now, after that point, what we attempted to do is put together the given limudim to derive now from a kal v'chomer what the other limudim would have done in similar cases. Because once we had already handled the interrelationship of hekesh b'hekesh and gzeres shavah to gzeres shavah, that gave us a handle on a new kal v'chomer. Because a hekesh can't teach with a hekesh, but a gzeres shavah can teach with a gzeres shavah. Which means that any limudim that a hekesh can teach would be a kal v'chomer that a gzeres shavah could teach, you see. So that was very, very useful for us, because it gave us our first real grip on how to interrelate these sugyas. And we kept building on that. Now, we're still in the middle, because we still have to go back to the kal v'chomer for the binyan av, and we got to go back to binyan av v'hekesh, binyan av v'gzeres shavah, binyan av v'kal v'chomer, and binyan av v'binyan av, before we're going to really be happy. So, we have something to look forward to. Tova ha-lamed v'hekesh chozer melamed v'kal v'chomer, midatanya d'vei Rabbi Yishmo. Tova ha-lamed v'hekesh, ma'o shi lamed v'binyan av, Rabbi Yirmiya, well, lo lichtov tzafon abash, and we could have learned of a b'minyan av from Chatas. Must be l'mayel chedakat vei, lav l'mei, but the dover l'mit be'ekesh. Eino chuzer m'lavi b'minyan av, well, taimech. Why would we have to make a b'minyan av from a Chatas, state of b'minyan av mi'ola? My time aloati, for another reason, not because it's a hekesh, it's b'shum di'ikol m'ifak ma'al e'la, shekin kalil, so you say the same thing. Malachatas shekein mechaperet achavikritut. By the way, chodem ichodem lo atya. Can't we be tete chodem itarte? Mei tete. Lo nichtav rachmana ola tete mechatat v'asham. Malahalach v'anach shekein mechaprim. Lo nichtav rachmana v'chatat v'tete me'anach. Malahalach shekein zekarim. Lo nichtav v'asham v'tete me'anach. Malahalach shekein yeshlem b'tzibur kebiyachid. Okay, how about a dover alamid b'gzereshav? Omer of Papa, Vizot Torat Zevach Hashlamim, Imal Todai Akrivenu, Lamadu Letodah Sheba Min Maaser. Mid Ashgan Shlamim, that we Maaser. Now, Shlamim Gufayu, how do we know? Dichtiv Sham Sham. Omer Le Mazut, Reberator of Mori Lurvina. Ooh, what does that prove? Maaser Dagan is Chulin Biyamo. Omer Le, what? Omar Amra. That both the Lamad has to be Kurdish and the Malamed has to be Kurdish. Dovra Lamed Bigzereshova. Maoshi Lamed Bigzereshova. Omar Rami Barchona, Tanya, Solet Murvechet, Lamad and Lervucha Shaba as Solet. Chalot Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Chalot, Chalot. Rikikin Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Matzot, Matzot, which in turn are derived from Chalot and Chalot from the other Chalot. Omer Ravina, Mimaide b'matzot matzot mechalot goma. Maybe he's going directly to the matzot in ma'afet anur goma. El amarova, I'll bring you 100%. Araya tanya v'kirbo u'virsho v'hotzi. Malamed shematzio shalem. Yochi yisrafenu shalem. No, that I know from Egzereshava. Ne'emar kan rosho ukhra'av ne'emar lahalan by the korban oyla rosho ukhra'av. Malala yedeni tuach. Afkana yedeni tuach. Ah, you'll ask, but the oyla requires also efshet.
See, mala halam bevshet afkan nami bevshet? No, that not, because Talmud lomar vikir bo ufir sho. What does that have to do with bevshet? My Talmuda. Omer of Papa, kishem shepir sho vikir bo, kach bisaro beoro. Now, so far we don't have any rise to anything, but look at this. Vatanya, Revi Omer, Neemar Kan or Basar Vaperish, Veneemar La'alan, here be referring to the Par Vaserv Yom HaKippurim, Veneemar La'alan by the Par Kohen Mashiach or Basar Vaperish. Ma La'alan al Yadei Nituach Shelo Be'Efshet, which was derived from Be'ela, Afkan Nituach Shelo Be'Efshet. So clearly, having derived something from a Gezeirah Shavah, I could still apply it with the Gezeirah Shavah to Parvus Erev Yom HaKippurim. Dobra alomet b'gzeirah shavah, ma'oshi alamed b'kal v'chomer? Well, it's kal v'chomer. V'hekesh she'inam alamed b'hekesh. Either because of Rava or Ravina, is nonetheless b'lamed b'kal v'chomer. From the Tanit of Erev Yishmol, a gzeirah shavah which can be malamed b'hekesh, from Rav Papa's limud of Meiser to Taita, ain't a din she'telamed b'kal v'chomer? Well, yes, but only if Lamanda ita der of Papa. But if you hold that Maaser Dagan Chulunu and therefore it's irrelevant, Ma'ikala Meimar. Okay, I'll make another Kavachomer. Vehekesh cannot be Malamid Behekesh, either because of Rav or Ravina, can nonetheless be Malamid Bekavachomer, Vinatan de Verevishmal. Exereshava, forget about Hekesh, okay? Exereshava, everybody knows that Exereshava can be Malamid Bekzereshava Chaberta, either from Rami Barchoma or from Rava. Ain't a din shetalamed bekal v'chomer? Okay. Dovra lamed b'gzer shava, ma'ashi lamed b'binyanav. No data. Take it. Dovra lamed bekal v'chomer, ma'ashi lamed b'hekesh. It's a kal v'chomer. If b'gzer shava, she'ina l'meida b'hekesha, as Rabbi Yochanan pointed out, because the makor of the Kodesh Kadashim in both would have been the Eila Techatas Hekesh, nonetheless it's malamed b'hekesh, as Rav Papa proved from Meiser to Taita, a kal v'chomer, which is lamad mehekesh, and as we saw from the Tanna of Erev Yishmol, where we make a kal v'chomer to Se'irei Avodat Kochavim based on something that was known only from a hekesh back to the par Kohen Mashiach from the par Olam Dabar. So, mid a Tanna of Erev Yishmol, ain't a din she'lamed behekesh? Well, it's only if you hold it for Papa. But how about if you hold it Maaser Dagan Eschul and you go Batar Milamed Ma'ik Lameba? No data. Take it. Okay, Dovra Lameid B'Kavachomer. Ma'oshi Lameid B'Gzereshava. It's a Kavachomer. V'Gzereshava, which cannot be applied when it was derived from a Hekesh, as we saw from Rabbi Yochanan about Kodesh Kodashim, nonetheless can be Milamed B'Gzereshava, as we saw from Rami Barchama or from Rava, a kal v'chomer, which is lamed mehekesh, as we saw from the Tanna of Erev Yishmol, ain't a din shetelamed b'gzereshav. Okay, good. How about a dover lamed b'kal v'chomer being malamed b'kal v'chomer? Well, it's a kal v'chomer. B'gzereshav, which cannot have been learned out originally from a hekesh, as Rabbi Yochanan proved. Malamed b'kal v'chomer, as we just said, a kal v'chomer, which can be learned out from a hekesh, as we saw from the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel with the Sirei Avodat Kochavim, surely it would be Malamed b'kal v'chomer. And this is a brilliant kal v'chomer derived from a kal v'chomer. This is a grandchild of a kal v'chomer, and you, my dear friend, are running around in circles. This is Ben Benosh of kal v'chomer. Whoops. Ela kal v'chomer. Uma hekesh she'ino lamed b'hekesh. Either from Rava or Ravina, can be malamed b'kal v'chomer, midatana de Rabbi Yishmol, a kal v'chomer that is lamed b'hekesh midatana de Rabbi Yishmol, certainly should be malamed with a kal v'chomer. Now that's just a plain old kal v'chomer, ben kal v'chomer. Okay.
The following is the draft from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on that Memtes Amid Beis at the two dots, the bottom line. Now we want to know what's the din of a dover halomid mihekesh. Is it chozer malaneh bekav v'chomer? Now that we had two rayas yesterday, the Rava's raya, Ravina's raya, that a dover halomid behekesh is not chozer malaneh behekesh, would something learned out of a hekesh be able to teach us something with a kav v'chomer? And the Gemara says, yes, indeed it would, because we already saw earlier Midatanit of Erev Yishmol. We had the whole question over there of learning out the Tanit of Erev Yishmol, wanted to learn out the dinim of the par and soyer from a kal v'chomer, that if two karbonas that are not of the same type nonetheless have the same aveda, legabi the par v'soyer of Yom HaKippurim, so we learned out from there legabi the parim and se'irim of the katos. So clearly, he was able to teach us something from a kal v'chomer, even though the mocker of the halacha had been a hekesh. How about a dover halamed behekesh? Can that now turn around and teach us something just with a binyan av, not a kal v'chomer? On Rebbe Yirmiyah, well, I'll give you an example of where we do such a thing. Look, they clearly were ignoring that possibility because lo liftov tzafon ba'ashem. We spent all day trying to learn out the din of tzafon ba'ashem, didn't we? We had to learn it out from the fact that the Torah compares the ashem to the chatas and the eila. It didn't have to do that because couldn't we have derived the din of tzafon on an ashem simply from a binyan av from chatas? It's safe that just like chatas requires tzafon in shkatshe kadashim. So what's the difference? Why shouldn't ashem require as shkatshe kadashim tzafon? Must be lav lameimra the davar alamed behekesh ein ofas imalameh bebinyan av. Apparently it's because it's trying goof, it's addressing the fact that there would have been no way to know it. No, come on. I mean, why did you tell me to learn it from chatas? If you're going to learn it from something, you should have gone directly to Eila, no? I mean, the mocker of suffering is the Eila, even in the chatas. I mean, you're doing a very strange thing. You're telling me, since I know a chatas from a hekesh from Eila, as I could have learned the yasha from a chatas with the binyan av, and for heaven's sake, that if you could have learned it as a binyan av, go directly to Eila, and learn it as a binyan av, nobody would have objected to that. So why didn't you learn it from an Eila? Because you had a reason that the binyan av didn't work. My time lo asi. Bishum di ikalamir fakmalo ola shekin kalil. It's easy to show that there's more reason to be makbid on suffering by an Eila than there is by an Arshan, because an Eila is more karma, since it's brought entirely on the Mizbeach. No. So if you're looking for problems, the same problem you have by a katas. Katas nam, ikalamir fakmalo katas, shekin makaperzo chavik kritut. You know that you can't learn out from a binyan av unless the two are really similar. Over here they're not similar because a chatas can be mechaper and an ashram cannot be mechaper on the same thing. Can't be mechaper and a chayav krisus. Therefore, you can't learn out ashram from chatas. Not because you can't learn out a binyan av from a hekesh, but because there is no binyan av. All right. But now that you raise the point, by the way, I'm curious. Okay, fine. I understand we have no raya, like I've been learning out a binyan av from hekesh. But now that you mention it, we have three different korbanos in which it says the din himself, and we've now established by Oyla and by Chatas and by Arsham separately. But the truth is, couldn't we have derived one from the other? Now, we know that we can't derive chadami chadalo, as we already showed. Each one has a chumah, the other one has. There's no way to derive one from the other. But couldn't we, outside of this whole conversation about whether A can be learned from B, can be learned from C, just stop. If given two dinim of tzofen, could we not learn the third one? Well, let's see. Mehai Tesi, how would you like to do it? Let's say, lo nikla rakwana ayla. The Torah should not tell me the din of tzofen by an ayla, and we would learn it out from Katas and Arsham. I mean, obviously, it's a common denominator. Katas and Arsham are mechapi. Whereas an Eila is not a Makakas, it's cross that. Because maybe the Din Tzafon is unique to Makakas. Okay. Lo Nitzavak, one of Makakas. All right. So now let's leave Chakas out, learn out the Din of Tzafon from Eila and from Asham. No. Because an Eila and Asham both have to be male. But there are, once the third thing Makkid, that there have to be Zakharim. So then there's always a possibility that the same thing that led to the Chumrah of Zakharim led to the Chumrah of Tzafon. Forget about that. Okay, so now perhaps we should leave out the din of Arsham and derive Arsham from Eila and Katas? No, because Eila and Katas are unique. Malahana shekein yeshnan betzibur kebiyachid. Both an oil and a chatas are found very often in a tzibur, the same way they're found in a yachid. And they're not, an arsham on the other end is never found as a carbon tzibur, which may be the reason that there's also hakpada on suffering. Correct? Okay, by the way, this is the same type of argument, you know, that is utilized in statistical derivations, where we have no idea whether there's a correlation between two things. But once you have other things that are correlated, you cannot prove that there will be the same statistical relationship in something that doesn't share those exact parameters, same values. And therefore, what the Gemara is doing is simply saying, without knowing, you can't simply make a binyan out, because you never know what other elements are involved. So what you're saying, you may well be saying out of ignorance. Amar of Papa, when it comes, the next question. How about a davar halama b'gzeira shav? Now obviously what we're doing over here is, we're taking each one of the midas, and we're asking whether it learns in the other midas, correct? So we said, we started with a hekesh. Can a hekesh teach with a hekesh? No. Can it teach with a gzeira shav? Can it teach with a binyanav? Can it teach with a kavachomer? Then we'll move on to gzeira shav. That's the same thing. Can gzeira shav teach with a hekesh? Can it teach with a kavachomer? Can it teach with a binyanav? Then we'll move on to binyanav. Can binyanav teach with a hekesh? Can binyanav teach with a gzeira shav? Can binyanav teach with a kavachomer? And so on and so forth. So we have all of these 16 various ways of doing our limudim. We want to know whether they're all working out. So hold on to your seats, because we have to go through all of these and see whether we have examples or whether we have no place to bring rayas from. So now the next question is, a davar halamad b'gzeira shavah, something that's derived from gzeira shavah, can it now turn around and teach with a hekesh? Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, well, take a look at this. V'zot torat zevach ha'shlomi, v'im al todah. Now from there we learn, lamadnu, from there we learn that a todah is bar min ha-ma'aser, because the Torah is making a hekesh between zevach ha'shlomim and todah. So midashram shlomim da'at to be ma'aser. Since we know that shlomim comes even from ma'aser, normally when you bring a korban, you have to bring it from something which is entirely not chovah, it's a reshus. But if you have money that already has some level of kedusha on it, so you have now kesef of ma'aser, you want to eat in Yerushalayim, you can bring a shlomim with that kesef ma'aser and eat the basar. And now that I know that by shlomim, the Torah here is comparing with a hekesh the shlomim to the todah. Now, the problem is that the shlomim is only known that it can come from ma'aser. We know that only from gzeira shavah. Shlomim da'atami ma'aser, that shlomim gufayu minolan. How do we know shlomim itself comes ma'aser? I'll tell you, because it says shom, shom. It's only because we make gzeira shavah that by shlomim it says v'zavakta shlomim v'akalta sham. And by ma'aser dagan, by ma'aser sheni, it says v'akalta v'nei Hashem alokecha the ma'aser dagancha v'tiroshka v'yitzarecha. So that compares now shlomim, okay, that means we're taking gzeira shavah of shom, shom, and now we're teaching it to the Torah with a hekesh. So that's what you asked. I just brought you an example of gzeira shavah that teaches with a hekesh. I don't understand how that proves anything. Meister Shani is Chulin. So you're deriving it from Chulin. Now you're telling me something that I know from Exeter Shabbat from Chulin. I'm going to teach it to something with a hekesh. No. So why does that prove Lagabi Kutcher? So it's Chulin Bialnohu. Omar Lay, so Ravina said to him, oh, indeed. Omar Amra, Lamed Kodesh, Lamed Kodesh. Did somebody ever say, perhaps, that you need both the Lamad and the Malamed to be Kodesh? I hold that you go over here according to, in our case, you go according to the Lamad. And therefore, the important thing for me is that I'm teaching us the Din by Taitan. The Din of Taitan is Kutchim. The fact that I learned out Shlomim from Chulin doesn't matter at all. So here is, in fact, the Makor of the Machlokes that we say all over. And vice versa, right? This is the place where we see between Ravina and Marjutra. Here is where there is a machlokas. Because Marjutra obviously holds you go basi malamid. That's why he said, what kind of raya is this? The malamid is chulin. And Ravina's response then is, whoever said such a thing? So here is the machlokas, whether you look at the malamid or you look at the lamad. Okay, next question.
Dava alamed bigzera shava. Maoshi alamed bigzera shava. Can something be derived from gzera shava? Teach with another gzera shava. Omar Rabbi Bar Koma, gotcha. Tanya, take a look at the brisa here. Solas murveches, okay? Now that teaches us lamadnu l'revucha shiba'a solet. We know now that the revucha specifically, we have three different types, remember, of matzes when it comes to the Torah, and one type of lechem. So we have altogether 40, 30 that are made from matzah, 10 that are made from chometz, that are considered to be part of the Torah, and they're given as a gift. You take off one from each, give it to the Kohen, and so on, and you eat it together with your Torah. Now, when it comes to the din of revucha, it says beferish solas. The revucha is a bagel, basically. It was boiled first. There's three different types of lechem within the matzahs. You have the revucha, which is a bagel type of thing, which is first boiled and then baked. Then you have the rekikin, and then you have the chalas. You know? Those matzahs, it doesn't say by all of them solas. It only says by the revucha, the feirish solas, which is the fine flour. How do we know that the chalot of the matzot are also supposed to be brought with fine flour, with solet? Solet chalot minayim. Talmud lomar, chalot, chalot. The word chalot appear both with the revucha and the word chalot appear with the chalot. So therefore we use that gzeira shava to derive it from the revucha. So far so good, because certainly you can make a single gzeira shava by kutch. The problem is that the next thing we want to do is we ask, well, how about the rekikin? The rekikin are the very thin matzah type thing. And that rekik, how do we know that that has to be made out of solet, out of fine flour? Talmud lomar, matzot, matzot. Just like it says by the rekikin, it says matzot. It says also by the chalos, it says the word matzot, which means that we're going to learn the rekikin from the chalos and the chalos from the revucha, both of them with xereshava, which means that xereshava can teach with xereshava. There you go. Omele Ravina says, Ravina, well, yes, but you're making an assumption, which is, I understand why you'd make this assumption, but if you think about it, there's no reason to make it. You're assuming that we're going from the revucha to the rekikin to the chalas. Right? I mean, the chalas to the rekikin. Which ones? All within the same subject matter. I mean, that's a natural assumption to make. But who's to say? Minayin to matzahs, matzahs, michalas, goma. You're making the assumption that the rekikin, where it says matzot, is here being compared to the matzot, which is said by the chalas of the Torah, which itself is derived from the revucha, with the gzera shava. Maybe, and there's no reason why not, maybe we're deriving the din of the rekikin from the rekikin by Ma'afet Tanur, where by Ma'afet Tanur it says the Feirish Solas, and it also says the Lashon of Chalas. So we may simply be making, the Lashon of Matzahs, we may simply be learning Matzahs by rekikin from Matzahs of Ma'afet Tanur, which is a single Gzereshava, not a Gzereshava that's learned from something that's learned from the Gzereshava. So that doesn't prove anything. Says the Gemara. Okay. We have another thing that does prove it. Elam Araba, take a look at this brisa. We learn out the kirbo upirsho vohotzi milamed shemotzi oshalem. Our question over here is legabe the parko in Mashiach. When the Torah says you're supposed to take it out and burn it, since it mentions everything together, a single hotza'ah, and it says v'kir bo'u pirsho, obviously the animal is still whole. After you've taken the dam, you've taken out now the parts that you need to put on the mizbeach, as he's saying, and the rest is taken, whatever is left out, and not cut up into pieces. Yochol yisrafenu shalem. Now, you might think that it's supposed to be burnt all as a single piece of meat, essentially, whatever is left. Well, no, you can't make that mistake. Because ne'emar kan rosho ukra'av, v'ne'emar lahalan rosho ukra'av. Now look, the lashon by the parko and Mashiach is al rosho, the al kra'av. The lashon of the eila is the arach, HaKohen et HaRosh, and it says there are two Vikirbo Uchra'av. Okay, so the same word appeared, then two words, Rosh Uchra'av appear by the Parker and Mashiach, that appear by the Ayla. Now by the Ayla, the Torah says Beferish Vinitak. It has to be cut up into its pieces, in which case, Mala Alan Ayodeni Tuach, just like the Korban Ayla, has to be cut up. Abkan Ayodeni Tuach, so too does the Parker and Mashiach, once it's removed from the base of Mikdash, it has to be cut up before its birth. Now you'll say, ah, but if that's the case, why don't we apply all the dinim of the Ayla to the Parker and Mashiach and say that just like an Ayla is not simply cut up, it's also skinned, to Zviv Shidoka. And there's no din of Hapshata by the Parim and Israfim. Why don't we learn from the Parim and Israfim from the Ayla and to say Makan Malahalan Hebefshet? If there's a din of Hebshet, a removal of the skin by an Ayla, Afkan Nami Behefshet, there should be a din of the removal of the skin by the Parker in Mashiach. Talmud Lomar Vikir Bo Upir Sho. Because when it talks about over here the Parker in Mashiach, it says Vikirbo Pirsho. Huh? What does that have to do with whether he's supposed to skin it? Well, my Talmudah, what does that teach you? Rav Papa, what it teaches you is that Kishem Shapirsho Vikirbo, when it says Vikirbo Pirsho, obviously it does not mean you're supposed to remove the stomach contents and burn it. I mean, it's ridiculous, it's disgusting. I mean, why would you do such a thing? So the same way that the parish is within its innards, Kak Bisara Boro. So the word basar and or that's used there compares essentially the sreifa of the or and the basar to the sreifa of the kerev and the perish. Just like the perish is inside the kerev, so too is the basar in the or. So far, so good.
After you cut it up, should you have to cut it up?
Yeah, but you leave the skin on. You cut it up into its parts. You have the sides, the two sides, the hindquarters.
With the skin together with the skin?
Yeah, together with the skin. Why not?
Together with the intestines and all the
things. Whatever is inside. Vitanya. Now, what's disturbing to us, what's meaningful to us in terms of our raya, is that Rebbe continues this, and he says, look, Nemar kan or ubasar v'perish, v'nemar la'alan or ubasar v'perish. Now, by the way, the Khan and the Lahalan are different here because Rebbe, of course, was talking in a completely different location. So to him, the Lahalan is a reference to the Parker and Mashiach, which to us was the Khan. That's what we were talking about. Because when he was saying Nemar Khan, he was talking about the Par and the Sayer of Yom HaKippurim. So he was saying, let's learn the Par and Sayer of Yom HaKippurim out of what's there meaning the Parker and Mashiach. In both cases, it uses the same or basar v'perish. And I learn out, therefore, that the par v'sayer of Yom HaKippurim, ma'al ha'alan al yedei nituach shelo behefshet, just like I have to deal with the par v'sayer, which is itself derived from a gzeirah shava, correct? That we just learned it out from the din of Oila. So, apkan al yedei nituach shelo behefshet. Here, too, we're going to take another gzeirah shava and learn it from here, the same halacha to the par v'sayer of Yom HaKippurim. Now that's what you were asking me. You slugged up the first raya, but you wanted to know whether it's something that you learned from gzeirah shava can teach you with another gzeirah shava. Well, that's what we did right over here. We learned out kirba upirsho from Oila to Parker and Mashiach, and then we learned out basa kirba upirsho from to par v'sayer of Yom HaKippurim from the Parker and Mashiach. So that means from Ayla, Parker and Mashiach, Parvasar Shiyom HaKippurim, Gzera Shava to Gzera Shava. So there's Uriah, you see that you can. Okay, our next question. Can a Dover Alamed Gzera Shava turn around and teach you something with a Kal V'Chomer? Well, that's a Kal V'Chomer. I mean, if a Hekesh, which cannot teach you with a Hekesh, now we proved that from either Rava or Ravina yesterday. In other words, we had two examples where the Torah went out of its way to stress something as if it were written in the very parsha in order to teach us, don't think you could have done this directly, a hekesh from a hekesh. So that's a given. Nonetheless, we proved this morning that Adavar Alama Be'ekish is Chozer Malamed B'Kal V'Chomer. We learned from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, which was referring to the Kal V'Chomer, if the two Karbonis that are different have the same halachas, Kosh came two Karbonis that are the same type. So we learned out Par from Par and Sayer from Sayer. So now, the Gzera Shava, which is Malamed Be'ekish, and we learned that out just a few minutes ago, from Rav Papa, at least assuming that Rav Papa's approach is right, who says you go according to the Lamad, and he says the Zos Torah Zevach Ashlamim, that he learned the Gzera Shava from the Meiser Dagon, Sham Sham, and then he taught it to the Halacha of the Teda with the Hekesh. So therefore, a Gzera Shava that teaches with a Hekesh should certainly teach with a Kal V'Chomer, because even a Hekesh that can't teach with a Hekesh can teach with a Kal V'Chomer. So therefore, we have proven our case. Yes, but we've only proven it according to those who held the Rav Papa. But we just said about focus, whether we go according to the Lamad or we go according to the Malamed. So, hey, the Lamad the Isle, the Rav Papa. It's all very nice if you hold the Rav Papa, you're right. El Laman Yomar, according to the other Man Yomar, who holds you go according to the Malamed, which we just had between Mazutra and Ravina. So over there, Ma'ikal Amemar, what are you going to say? Okay, I'll bring you another Kal V'Chomer, all right? Here, you can learn like this. It's a Kal V'Chomer. A Hekesh cannot teach with a Hekesh. Now we know that from Rava or Ravina, right? It can teach with a Kal V'Chomer. We know that from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael about the two Karbanos that are different, the two Karbanos that are the same. A Gzera Shava that is Malamed with a Gzera Shava. Now, how do I know that? I know that from Rami Bar Chomazdin, which I just learned out, the Solet and the Murvachet and the Chalot and with Rebbe and so on and so forth. Ein Odin Shetelamed B'Kal V'Chomer. So a Gzera Shava, which is powerful enough to teach with itself, should certainly be powerful enough to teach with a Kal V'Chomer, because a Hekesh that's not powerful enough to teach with itself is powerful enough to teach with a Kal V'Chomer. So there you go. All right. Our next question. Adavar Alamed B'Gzera Shava, can it teach with a Binyan Av? Sorry, no information taker. Okay. Next question. I'll take the next group. The next group is Kal V'Chomer. Something that is learned out with a Kal V'Chomer. Can it be Malamed with a Hekesh? Well, a Kal V'Chomer. If a Gzera Shava, She'ena Lameda Mehekesh, you can't learn a Hekesh. A Hekesh cannot teach with a Gzera Shava. Now that I have just learned from Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says that it doesn't have to say Tzofein by the Yashem and so on. So something that is learned out from a Hekesh doesn't teach with the Gzera Shava, is nonetheless Malame Behekesh, and we just learned that it is nonetheless, this Gzera Shava can, however, be Malame with a Hekesh from Rav Papa's din about teaching the din of Teva from something that was learned with the Gzera Shava from Meiser. So a Kal V'Chomer, which can be learned from a Hekesh, because a Hekesh can be called a Malamed B'Kal V'Chomer, we know that from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael about two different types of Karbanos, certainly should now be able to teach with a Hekesh, the same Kal V'Chomer. And then wait a minute, but you know that not everybody agreed to those Limudim. Again, I mean, hey, Nikol Amand, the East Slater of Father, if you hold that you go according to the Lamad, you're absolutely right. But if you hold that you go according to the Malamed, the Lamed of Sham Sham was Meiser Dagon is Chulin, therefore it doesn't prove anything about Gzera Shava turning around and teaching with a Hekesh. So this is no good. Because according to the Man Yomer that doesn't hold a Rapapa, and he holds that you go according to the Milamed. So then it's Chulin, Ma'ikel Amema. Now, there's nothing to say according to him because we have no more information. So take it, forget about that. Okay, how about something that was learned out from a Kal V'Chomer? Davar Alamad B'Kal V'Chomer. Can it now turn around and teach us something else with the Gzera Shava? Okay, well, I'll prove that with a Kal V'Chomer. If a Gzera Shava, which cannot be learned from something which was derived from a Hekesh, which I saw from Rabbi Yochanan, the Gabi White at Seit Sofain by Yasham, is nonetheless Malamed B'Gzera Shava, it can turn around now and teach with another Gzera Shava, which was Rami Bar Choma's diyuk that we just had on Amud Aleph. So then about the Solat and the Mervokat and the Chalot and so on. So then a Kal Vachomer that can be learned from a Hekesh, because we proved from the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel that a Hekesh can be Chozer, Malan is the Kal Vachomer, Ein Odin Shetilamed B'Gzeres Shava. And certainly that should now be able to teach us with Gzeres Shava, because Gzeres Shava, as we just showed, was more powerful. Okay, that's good. How about a Dover that's learned from the Kal Vachomer? Can it turn around and teach us something with another Kal Vachomer? Oh, well, that's also Kal Vachomer. Because if the Gzeres Shava, which cannot be learned from a Hekesh, as we saw from Rav Yochanan about suffering by Asham that wasn't derived from the Hekesh, it's probably better to say She'ena Lameda Mi Hekesh, you know. That way it's less confusing. You can't learn a Kal Vachomer from something that was derived here from that Hekesh from Rabbi Yochanan. Nonetheless, that Gzeres Shava can now turn around you can learn it from a Kal Vachomer, as we just proved. So a Kal Vachomer that I can learn out of a Hekesh, which I just saw from the Tana Devar Rabbi Yishmael about the Par V'Soyer, it should certainly be able to turn around and teach with a Kal Vachomer, because it's powerful enough to be learned from a Hekesh. You see? And this is a Kal Vachomer that is itself the child of another Kal Vachomer. So that's great, isn't it? Because the Kal Vachomer that you want to bring over here, the Teach Me That Kal Vachomer is teaching from a Kal Vachomer, is itself learned from a Kal Vachomer. So it's a grandson of a Kal Vachomer, huh? Because we just learned it out from Gzeres Shava. And Gzeres Shava can teach with a Kal Vachomer. Now we only know that Gzeres Shava teaches with a Kal Vachomer. We just proved that with a Kal Vachomer. The problem is, says the Gemara, that's not a child of a Kal Vachomer, that's a grandchild of a Kal Vachomer. It's not a Kal Vachomer, Ben Kal Vachomer, it's Ben Benosho Kal Vachomer. This is a grandchild of a Kal Vachomer, because in fact, let's say we would have learned it from somebody. The din of Gzeres Shava, which itself wouldn't have been learned Kal Vachomer. It still would have been a Kal Vachomer derived from another Kal Vachomer. So it would have been the child of a Kal Vachomer. Now you're deriving it from a Gzeres Shava, which itself is only known that it's Malabe because it itself had a Kal Vachomer. So that means you're trying to utilize a Kal Vachomer, which you learn out a Kal Vachomer from something else, when that thing itself was only derived from a Kal Vachomer, and Gzeres Shava was only proven from a Kal Vachomer. Now, who's to say, says Rashi, that you have a right to go that far? Says Tosis, what do you mean? Who say you don't? Well, I understand. Why is a logical step supposed to end? I mean, you have A to B, B to C, C to B. What's the problem? Says Tosis, the problem obviously is the self-referential element over here. If the question originally is whether the derivation of the Kal Vachomer can turn around and teach with the Kal Vachomer, you can't possibly take something that was derived from a Kal Vachomer, use a Kal Vachomer to prove that it could teach with a Kal Vachomer if that's what you were asking in the first place. Can I use a Kal Vachomer to teach another Kal Vachomer? Oh, certainly. It's a Kal Vachomer. It's something which I learned from the Kal Vachomer to teach with the Kal Vachomer. Certainly this thing, Kal Vachomer, can turn around and look at the Kal Vachomer, and it's an endless circle. You see, so Tosis himself holds that the very question of the derivation of Limudin is itself a lama ben a lama. Rashi obviously doesn't hold that. In other words, the theoretical conception of the nature of Limudin is completely separate from the issue of lama ben a lama bekachif, is Rashi's assumption. In which case, since these are Yudgimel Midos Shatzer Nidreshes Bem and are not themselves predicated on pure logic, because the fact is that we will always ask things that we have no basis in logic to necessarily say is a factor, and yet we ask, and let's say we'll be perek on a Kal Vachomer, we'll make a Kal Vachomer utilizing aspects that have absolutely no connection to the question at hand. Now that's not logic. That's only because we have the halakha l'maaseh b'sinai that a Kal Vachomer is one of the Yudgimel Midos Hatorah Nidreshes. Now that means that the application itself cannot be derived, Rashi holds, from pure logic. The shaila is how far we want to take the conception of Kal Vachomer that isn't provable out of straight logic, because you're using a very general comparison, which we always do with Kal Vachomer. Something can be Murkal in element A, and then we're going to say, well, because Murkal in element A, and it has item X, let's apply item X to something that is not, that is more chomer when it comes to item A. Who says that X and A are related? Well, you see. So to take that and say, well, I mean, isn't it logical? No, not necessarily. So stop, it's a question. Who's to say that a grandson of a Kal Vachomer is the same thing as a Kal Vachomer?
Those questions are not based on logic?
No. Because you have to first prove that there's some logical connection between the factors. Our Kal Vachomers are based on a general sense of Kal Vachomer. If I could prove you it's something that it's Kal, and even though the other thing is Chomer in that thing, I can apply it to it, something that has no known connection to the aspects that it's Chomer or Kal in, and use that to apply. That's why when I say a Pirka, sometimes the Pirkas appear off the wall. Well, they that's different, because after all, it's the Kaperas. Well, what does the Kaperas have to do with something? Right? And so on and so forth. So the questions that we ask and the rayas that we bring are based on the Derech Shatorah and the Drash Hashem. So the issue of Yibich and Rashi and Tosfos is really a profound question. Whether the definition of the Lamedin is itself self-referential in terms of Lama bin Halama. So it's a very interesting machlokas here. So therefore, it's a ben benosho Kal Vachomer, so it's not, that's not a good raya. Ella, okay. I'll bring you a raya without a ben benosho Kal Vachomer, okay? I'll make the following Kal Vachomer. A Hekish cannot teach from a Hekish, cannot be learned from a Hekish, right? I know that either from Rava or from Ravina. We saw yesterday the Torah goes out of its way to repeat the dinim by the Parkoi Mashiach to make it as if it was written by the Parhel of Davish of Sibur in order to derive this union and this roughing from it. In order to doubt to teach us that you can't learn a Hekish from another Hekish, all right? Nonetheless, we know that a Hekish can turn around and teach with a Kal Vachomer, that we know from the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel, who applies the halachas of the Aveda by the Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur, the same halachas to Par of the Kohen Mashiach, Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur, and Sirei Avedis Kechavi, from a Kal Vachomer about the nature of Aveda that is done in a similar way on Karbanas that are dissimilar, Kal Vachomer on Karbanas that are similar. Okay? So now, a Kal Vachomer. Now, a Kal Vachomer is learnt out from a Hekish, from, that's the, what the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel said. So the Kal Vachomer can be learned from a Hekish, then a Kal Vachomer should certainly be learnable from a Kal Vachomer. Now, that's a Kal Vachomer that is a Ben Kal Vachomer. It's not a Ben Benosho Kal Vachomer, because I'm not deriving it from another Kal Vachomer. I'm deriving it from a Hekish. So there's no problem, okay? Our next question is, something learned from a Kal Vachomer, can it teach with a binyan av? Omer of Yirmiyah, I can prove you that one. Tashma. Malak v'nim tseit treitfa. Now, what would be the halakha? If the Kohen goes over and he's molek a korban, it turns out that this korban is treitfa. Now, the question is that bird going to be metame? Now, let's just get a little bit of background over here. Normally, a nevela that's in the blood v'himah is metame. If you turn around and you shecht that animal now, so that if you shecht at a treifa, even though you can't eat it because the sheet on a treifa does not allow it to be kosher, however, it removes its status of nevela from it. So therefore, it's not going to be metame. Now, the same thing might be true. No, it's alive. I'll have to be metame. An animal is metame. So now, if you do this, if you have an avela that's a bird, a kosher bird, which is an avela, interestingly enough, it's not metameyu if you touch it. It's only metameyu if you swallow it. And that's called tuma v'beit habliyah. So as it's being swallowed, it's metameyu. Now, the shaila over there is, there's two levels to this question. Level number one, would the shechita of a bird be metaher the bird from being metameyu v'beit habliyah? And if it is, would the equivalent of shechita by Kodesh, which is Malika, which although by Chulin that's pure nevelas, I mean you go use your fingernail, go through the neck of a bird with your fingernail, forget about it, it's a nevela. But when it comes to Kohen, to Kachim, the Malika of a Kohen is the equivalent of the shechita by Chulin.
Pardon me?
The Kohen can eat it. Yes, he does eat it. Not he can, he's mechuyav to eat it by the Kachim. So now the shaila is, how about if it turned out to be a treifa? is that the din of the Malika on that oath, also the tuma of the Nevela is removed, in which case if somebody eats it, the Isser obviously, it's also to eat because it's trapus. But if he eats it, he will not become Tame because it was Maluk. That's our Shaila. Now the truth is, we'll see that there are three levels to the Halakha as well.
How did it become Tame? I don't understand.
It became Tame because it had a hole in its intestines. Before. And when after they did the Malika, they were looking at it to make sure it's kosher, and they found that it had a Tame in it. So now, according to Rabbi Meir, we're going to see that the Malika by Kachin is also Mataya, as is the Shechita of Chulin by an oath. So he goes all the way. In other words, he says, Shechita of an oath shel Chulin is the same as Shechita of a Behemah of Chulin. And Malika of an oath shel Kachin is the same as Shechita of an oath shel Chulin. Now, there's another Shita that goes to the opposite extreme, that's Rabbi Yudah Shita, as we'll see in a moment, and he holds that there is no connection of the Shita of an oath, even on Chulin, from the din of Shita of an animal by Chulin. And therefore, Shita of an oath is never Mitayer from the Tumah of Beis Habliya. And then there's a middle Shita, which we'll get to soon, which is Rabbi Yossi Shita, who holds that, yes, you could derive the Shita of an oath of Chulin from a Shechita of a Behema of Chulin, but you cannot derive Malika of Kachim from the din of Shechita of the Chulin. Three Shechitas. Now let's see them inside. So Malak Minim Tzei Fa, Rabbi Meir says, well, it's not Matam of the Beis Habliya. Rabbi Yuna says, sure, it's Matam of the Beis Habliya. Says Rabbi Meir, well, look, I mean, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Because if an Avela of a Behema, which is so chomer that it's metame b'maga u'b'matni. You don't have to swallow it; you just touch it or carry it without even touching it, and it's metame you. And nonetheless, if you do a shechita on an animal that is treif, then the shechita is metaher treif hatami to mata. It's not considered to be tame b'nevelos. A nivlas oath, which is not metame b'maga u'b'matni, it's only metame b'beit habliya. Isn't it obvious that it can now be Metayer that's Trefer from the lesser Tumah of Tumas Beis Habliya? Now that you've had to agree with me on that, I assume, being an honest man, let's take the next step. And just like Ma Matzino B'Shchita Shemakshartah Ba'Achila, just like we find that the Shechita of Chulin, which allows something normally to be eaten if it's Chulin, and it wouldn't have been a Trefa, it would have been Matirat Ba'achila. In a case where it is Trefa, it's Mitzahera Trefa Tami Tumata, it will at least take off the din of Tumah, even though it can't make it kosher to eat because it's a Trefa. So Af Malika. So to Malika Ba'Kachim, which is the equivalent, because normally it's Makshartah Ba'achila, it makes it kosher for the Kohen to eat, it should certainly be mitzaher to treifa mitumata as well. Now this is something that was derived initially from a dover halama de kal v'chomer, because we learned out shechita of oath from the shechita of tehima, and now we're going to say umah matzino. So we're taking a kal v'chomer and we're applying it with a binyan av, and that's what you wanted to know. Well, that's what we're doing. And the third shechita is Rabbi Yossi Omer. Yes, but you can't go beyond what the information is given to you. It's not going to be better than Nivlatei Matora. Nivlatei Matora Sheshkitata Metaharata V'lo Malikata. I mean, there's no din of Malika, for heaven's sake, is there? By Chulin? So how can you learn out from Chulin Shechita to Chulin Shechita of bird, and then take Shechita and apply it to Malika? You're limited to a din of Shechita. And that proves only that, yes, I agree with you to the first step, that the shechita of a bird is Mataya. I don't agree with you about that next step, that Malika is the equivalent of shechita. So there you do see a libra Rabbi Meir, something that's learned from a Kal V'Chomer, turns around and teaches from a binyanav. Says the Gemara Polo, it doesn't prove anything. Because Hasam Tahavi, I don't care even if it's in the end you'll see that it's not really true. In the end, Rabbi Meir actually is same up on a hekesh that says Zot Torata Behima Ba'Oth, that compares Behima and Oth and all of these demons. He doesn't really need this Kal V'Chomer. But even if he did, he's learning it from Shechitas Chulin. And Shechitas Chulin is a coolant thing, not a crutching thing. And therefore, how can you derive over here if the Malamed is Chulin? And if you don't hold the Rav Papa, so then if you don't hold it, you go Basad Aloma. If you hold, you go Basad Malamed, you have the same exact problem with Rabbi Meir. So tomorrow we'll see whether we've got any more on this. What?